Welcome to First Edition here on WEAA 88.9. I'm Sean Yoz, your host. Thank you for joining us for our first of 2 hours on this Thursday. Support for WEAA is provided by ADT. More information available at ADT.com. Coming up in the second hour of the show, it is the infamous, the notorious NWA Sports Report, all the usual suspects. We have a lot of NFL news to get to, including more activists. Well, I don't know if they're activists, but I know Beast Mode himself, Marshawn Lynch, took a seat during the national anthem during the Raiders' first preseason game, bringing a lot of scorn upon him. Also talking about the Jaguars being a sneaky playoff team. That's ridiculous. And the Lions denouncing the use of their logo by racists at a Charlottesville rally. We'll get to all of that during the NWA Sports Report in the second hour of the show. A little bit later, in the first hour, we will open the phone lines. Now that the Confederate monuments have been removed from our city, what do we do with them next? Most people, or at least most of the people that I talk to, think that we should just destroy them, melt them down, blow them up, or whatever. But there are a lot of people who aren't necessarily racist or necessarily Confederate sympathizers who believe that they should be placed in a museum or in a Confederate cemetery or somewhere else. I have some news to break. I was on my way to the studio and came to the realization that Madre Luz, the statue that was crafted by artist Pablo Macchioli to protest the Confederate monuments, has been pushed down once again off of its pedestal, this time sustaining significant damage. We hope to hear from Owen Silverman Andrews, our friend and community activist, who's going to call into the show at 5:30 to tell us more about that. But again, white men have pushed over Madre Luz in reaction to what has happened to their precious Confederate monuments, I suspect. So we will get to that question coming up at 5:30. Now that the Confederate monuments have been taken down, what do we do with them? Do we destroy them? Do we put them in a museum? What should we do going forward? But before we get to that discussion, the events in Sierra Leone, this tragic mudslide, which has killed over 400 people, injured hundreds of others. We don't quite know just how many people have been injured or are still unaccounted for. That news has been obscured mainly because of the situation in Charlottesville and the machinations that I said before of the 45th president. But we're going to get into that conversation with Wilma Redd. She's assistant professor for multi-platform production at Morgan State University and co-creator of the African World TV. Professor Redd, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for welcoming.
Of course. And we are also joined by Lindsley Rogers Wright.
Yes.
Distribution designer at Pepco, member of the Network for Change. Mr. Rogers Wright, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Before we get into the conversation, let me remind our listeners to make sure to follow us on Twitter at First Edition 88.9, and don't forget to like and follow us on Facebook at First Edition on WEAA 88.9 FM. Go to WEAA.org on our homepage for the latest podcast of First Edition, or subscribe to our iTunes podcast, First Edition. Also, hit me up on my personal Twitter account. The tag is at Sean Yoes. That is my name, S-E-A-N-Y-O-E-S. Or go to my Facebook page. If you have information, insight, or breaking news you want to share with me, I'll share with the people, unless you don't want me to, and of course I won't. Now, back to the discussion about Sierra Leone. Before we begin the discussion, I have a bit of audio I want to play by the Weather Channel that talks about the tragedy, and then we'll get into our discussion.
The rescue mission has turned into a recovery mission for victims of the Sierra Leone mudslide. You probably heard by now that hundreds of people died and hundreds remain missing with morgues that are over capacity. The landslide happened on Monday while many people were sleeping after the area was bombarded with heavy rainfall. The president has requested international aid to cope with the catastrophe. Part of the problem, of course, is that there's going to be more rain for this area. A week-long period of mourning has been declared. This is certainly a tough time for a lot of people. On top of all the cleanup that they have to deal with, there's also the issue of trying to prevent outbreaks of waterborne diseases.
So that was a brief report by the Weather Channel outlining what has transpired in Sierra Leone this week. I believe today, at least, I'm not sure of the time zone, but the first mass burials to take place, I believe, today, after the floods that killed more than 400 people, injured hundreds of others, and again, hundreds more are actually missing. Now to our guest, Wilma Redd, again, lived and worked in Sierra Leone, and Lindsley Rogers Wright has worked on Project Piken, which helped children in Sierra Leone with schools and libraries and has relatives near Freetown in the country, the West African nation of Sierra Leone. Professor Redd, I'll start with you. The country clearly has dealt with its share of tragedies in the last several years, but this one is this natural disaster is rather extraordinary and unfortunate that it has not received more attention on the world stage.
Yes, absolutely, Sean. It's unfortunate that we are having this disaster hit Sierra Leone at a time when a lot of attention, as you have said earlier, put on Charlottesville, but you know, yes, we had in Sierra Leone, where I lived for over 10 years, we had a war that ravaged the country, and then the Ebola crisis came and took thousands of lives, and now this. And, you know, the rains come every year, and every year there's a disaster. Not on this scale, but it's something that's recurred over and over and over again. And most of the time it hits people who are not, you know, financially strong enough to build the kinds of homes that can withstand the rain. Most of the homes that were washed down the mountain, because Freetown City is built on a mountainside. Right. It's a beautiful mountain. And when the rains come, it just washes down. And people who have, like, shanty, zinc shacks and, you know, homes that are not made of materials that, you know, will endure, they get washed down every other year or so.
So, Professor Redd and Mr. Rogers Wright, are you suggesting that tragedies of this magnitude are not uncommon in Sierra Leone?
Well, in this case, this actually hit the city like how it did in January 6th. It's actually a shock. Right now, we're saying 400 people have actually died, and 600 people are yet to be recovered. As Wilmer just said, it's a mountainous area. And where the people actually did build this dam, it caused a lot of erosion and all of that because they started cutting down trees. The deforestation made it really risky for people to actually stay in these areas.
Right.
And we have heavy rains because the way the climate is back home is like six months of rain and 6 months of all sun. So in this case, when rains start coming, especially in August, they actually come down really, really strong. And because of the loose lands that we actually did have because of the deforestation and all these buildings coming up over these hills, it became really dangerous. And this is what really happened to us. We don't really like things like this because telling us like 109 children dead and still more bodies, they're trying to recover more bodies and all of that, it really is crazy and sad for the country. Now, as you just listened, like the snippet you just played for us, we have a one-week mourning, and the flag is actually flying right now at half-mast. It's actually sad. I don't really know how to go into this, but it is really sad. This incident is really It's really off the scale because it has never really happened to us before. 2 years ago, we did have the same thing. We did have a flood, but it wasn't this bad. This one is really bad, especially that it came like 6 a.m. in the morning when people were really asleep.
Right.
So nobody was actually expecting this. And the mudslide, Sugarloaf is a mountain. Imagine like it came like half of the mountain like really came down.
Right. I've seen some of the pictures, and it is remarkable. Just the devastation that has happened in that area near Freetown. Well, Freetown is to the north, but I believe this area may be a little bit closer to Waterloo. Am I correct by saying in that?
Well, not really, because
is it closer to Waterloo or Freetown?
It's actually close to Freetown.
Okay,
it's actually 50 miles east of Freetown.
Okay, understood. Yes. And so obviously this is, from what I'm hearing, is this is not something that is normal. I mean, the area is hit by heavy rains, but to have a mudslide that devastates like this is not typical, clearly.
No, this is not. This is actually the first time. This is really, really, actually it did happen in 1945 or 1955. It did happen in the same area, but it wasn't this bad because at that time, we did have the trees to hold it.
Right.
But this one is really, really bad because there are no trees no more. Like right now, I'm actually trying to appeal that we have like tree planting going on back home. We need to start that like right now because we need to get the forest back up. Because if we keep cutting down the trees and not replacing them, we're still going to be having this. And right now, there's a situation when they're still reporting that the other side of the hill is actually cracked. And if the rains keep coming, we might have the same problem again. And as I'm saying, we're really ill-equipped to handle the situation.
Mm.
Instead of rescuing right now, we're actually recovering bodies.
Understood. Yes. Professor Redd, from your experience working in the country, living in the country, Rogers Wright just mentioned the fact that deforestation has been a major problem, obviously connected directly to this mudslide. But I mean, deforestation is something that is an industrial issue and quite frankly, an environmental issue affects many smaller countries, lesser developed countries, for lack of a better term. I don't like using that term necessarily. But has this been an ongoing battle, the battle against companies coming into Sierra Leone and taking resources at will?
Well, yes, you know, the forest is a very viable economic stronghold for the entire West Africa. There are at least six countries that form the Upper Guinea forest, including Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and other countries, Ivory Coast. And some of these countries have engaged in reforestation so that whenever a tree is cut down, another tree is planted.
Mm.
In Liberia, it's part of the national forestry program to replant trees as you cut them down. Because the trees from West Africa, these are the trees we see making furniture here, to build our
right.
tables, to make our floors, to make our doors. A lot of the trees that serve the world come from West Africa. And, you know, there's a huge market for these things. So most of the trees are going out of the country. And it's on the government, left to the government, to put together a strong reforestation program. And in Liberia, for every tree that you cut, you have to pay to, because they make a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
and they pay to the government reforestation program. So the income that's generated from these for forestry, from the forestry industry, that income, a portion of it goes back, should go back into replanting the forest. I don't know if it does or not. In reality, the money is collected in Liberia, and they make an effort. This is one country that has been on the map for making an effort in putting the trees back. And I'm not sure how the forestry replanting program runs in Sierra Leone. I couldn't speak to that.
Understood. you know, Americans have typically been rather generous coming when it comes to these types of disasters. Some people probably have their doubts if that generosity, I don't know if that generosity is as vigorous under this 45th president. I don't want to be pessimistic, but what can people do to help that devastated region? I know that the situation is still somewhat moving right now, unfortunately. But are there things that people can do outside of the African continent to help the people who are being devastated by that region?
Right now, we're looking for food items. We're looking for warm blankets. We're looking for waters, and because those are the basic necessities that people need right now. Because some of them, of course, you know that after the houses are gone, they have nowhere to go to. So they need to keep themselves safe and provide for them things to eat and things to wear, clothes and all of that. That's what we're looking forward to right now. If people can come through and help us with that, that would be wonderful. Because for me, I don't think the monetary side makes an impact. I think if we provide certain basic necessities for people, because right now the scare back home is that because of this flood, we're looking forward to, we're hoping not to have waterborne diseases as well, like cholera, right. typhoid, and all that. So we need the medicines, we need clothes, we need water, we need food items, we need hot blankets and all of those things. We need them back home. That's all I can say for now, because that's, I think, is actually the basics.
Right. Mr. Rogers, right, you have relatives that live not too far from Freetown. I hate to ask the question, but have you heard any bad news from Sierra Leone concerning any of your relatives or friends?
Well, I actually lost a friend, though. I actually lost a friend. Yes, he was actually up there, which was actually unfortunate, because he came from a party and actually didn't go home. He decided to sleep up there, and that's how he died.
Yeah,
so I actually lost a friend. And some other people that I actually do know in connection with the frat that I actually used to be part of, they actually lost they lost their families and all of that. So my friend of mine actually lost his home, though. Fortunately for him, he was not there with his family. That would actually have been another story. So it is sad.
Well, I send my prayers and my condolences to you and your the loved ones of the friend that you lost in this tragedy that has claimed more than 400 lives, hundreds of more missing, and hundreds others injured. I think we're joined again by Wilma Red, who we lost for a brief second. I was going to ask you, Professor Red, the same question that I asked Brother Rogers Wright. Have you heard any bad news connected to friends or relatives from Sierra Leone in your circle?
Yes, we have friends and relatives. I haven't lost any direct friends or relatives. I've lost people that I'm close to in Sierra Leone, and that's so sad. Someone who has lost a relative or more. So it hasn't hit me directly, but yes, indirectly it has. And I would say that the best thing, we all need to give back and help to give as much as we can to help the people of Sierra Leone. There are a few organizations out there who are reliable, and one of them that I know of is called ALUSA. ALUSA is a Sierra Leone that's in the U.S.
Do you know how to spell it? Can you tell us how do you spell it?
Do you know the name of that organization, the Sierra Leone Diaspora Organization? Do you know how to spell it?
Which one of them? Because you know people come. Which one of them?
Yeah, the ones that are called ALUSA. I will see if I can text you the number.
Okay.
And we can put it on the website. I will send it to Yuri or producer.
Sure.
And I'll add, so that we can put it up on the
Fair
the
enough.
Website.
As soon as we get that, as soon as you get that information to us, we will put it up on the website and we'll announce it on the show as well, so that we will there will be at least one source, where if people want to contribute, if they want to help. Brother Roger's right, talking about blankets, just necessities, water, blankets, yes. Those types of things, because that's where we are as far as this disaster, this tragedy is. I want to thank both of you for taking time to join us and giving us the information about this tragedy that has happened in West African nation of Sierra Leone, a nation that has seen its share of tragedy over the decades. So yeah. I thank you both for joining us. Wilma Redd is assistant professor for multi-platform production at Morgan State University and co-creator of the African World TV. Thank you, Professor Redd.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. And Lindsley Rogers Wright is a distribution designer at Pepco and worked with Project Piken, which helped children in Sierra Leone, a resident or was born in Sierra Leone and lived there most of his life. Thank you, Brother Rogers Wright. We appreciate your time as well.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Of course. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we are going to delve back into this to the subject of the Confederate monuments. Now that they have been removed, what should we do with them? They are sitting under a tarp in some lot somewhere in Baltimore City being guarded by Baltimore police. That's a whole nother conversation. I want to add some information to that narrative when we come back from a break. You're listening to First Edition.